It's time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, we always love it when we have Sam Gannon in studio, because we know what we have to talk about.
What?
We have to talk about love life with Sam Gannon. I'm talking about the love life of Taylor Swift and Kelsey Grammer. Travis Kelsey.
Kelsey Grammer.
I was like, wait a minute, yeah. That doesn't sound right.
How many Kelseys do you know?
Zero.
Travis and Jason.
Yeah. Kelsey Grammer. Spelled differently.
Are those the only Kelseys
there's
we know?
Some,
isn't there a country
Yeah, Kelsey,
artist?
Some girl country artist, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Kelsey Ballerini.
Who?
Ballerina. Yeah. I've heard of her. Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
So, Taylor fans are going crazy right now because they think that they've spotted a secret sign that they may already be married.
What's the sign?
Somebody who was organizing a wedding for, I guess, one of his teammates. No, this was a Chicago Bears player, Cole Kmet. How do you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
He was getting married, and the event planner for that wedding shared some details of the planning, including a photo of the invitation letter that was addressed to Taylor and Travis Kelsey. That was what it said on the envelope.
Thought you were going to say Taylor and Travis Swift.
Yeah, that's what
So, yeah, that does seem like that's the way it should go, right? But other people are saying, no, this is just an aesthetic. This is the way you address envelopes. And other people are pointing out, well, no, you don't address them that way, because it would have been Travis and Taylor Kelsey if you're going by tradition of how you address a
right
couple.
Yeah, but then if it's an unmarried couple, some people are arguing that even an unmarried couple on wedding invitations, that you would choose just one of the last names. I've never heard that.
No, I've never heard that either.
I think it was a mistake. I think whoever put the list together just addressed it as they addressed all the other couples. And we'll get envelopes with my wife's name first and then my name. So I think more, you're right, back in the day, it was always the man's name first.
Right.
But I think it's mixed up these days.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. And so I bet this was an honest mistake. My money would be on they are not married. We would have found out.
It would have leaked somehow.
Yes.
I wonder how often I remember growing up, my mother was always addressed with my father's full name. You know, when she was formally addressed on an envelope or something. It would be Mrs. and then it would be my dad's name.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that,
Sam?
Yeah,
I think that's how it was for my parents, too. Like, when I would see how things were addressed to them.
I wonder if people do that anymore, ever, in any circumstance.
Hmm.
Because if it was addressed to the couple, it would be Mr. and Mrs. James Keith would be my parents' name.
Right.
You know? So,
yeah.
But, yeah. If somebody addressed you that way, Sam, would that offend you? Or
no.
There's a lot of women who, like, they look forward to taking their fiancé's
Here's
name
the
or
thing,
something.
Gordo, I'm very independent, but I have no problem with merging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
Do you think that if they did get married, that Travis would take her last name?
No.
No.
He should, but he would not.
Would they hybrid the name, hyphenate it?
And how funny would that be if he played next season and it said Kelsey Swift on the back of his uniform?
I'd be interested, too, like, if they were to get married, if she would keep her name.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right? Because that's her whole identity.
Biggest name in the world, arguably.
But haven't we had a few examples of famous women taking the guy's last name? Because it's, in a way, it's also kind of a power move. When you're so famous that and everyone thinks that you would not change your last name.
Right.
And then you do it.
And then you do it. And certainly she could survive changing her last name. It's not like she's going to get lost in the shuffle.
Right.
So,
but
I don't know.
What would happen to the group called Swifties? Would they become Kelseys?
Kelseys? Oh. Nah, they'd still be Swifties.
Has a
because
little ring to it.
A lot of times, you know, women just move the name over. So it would be Taylor Swift Kelsey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Their last name kind of becomes their middle name.
Yeah.
I've seen that. Yeah. That happens a lot.
So, yeah. Okay. So, Sam, I don't know if you're married now or not, or whether you want
I'm
to comment
not.
On that. Close to getting married?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I'm not. I'm single right now.
Oh, I thought you were with person.
No.
Okay.
I'm not with person. Yep. I'm just...
Is that awkwardly worded? With person.
Well, you don't want to assume male or female.
I know.
These days.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Seems like I stepped in that once with somebody. I like, yeah, you know, we have got a boyfriend, husband, or something like that back home you want to give a shout out to? My girlfriend, she, I was like, oh, sorry.
You pig.
Oh, God, help me. Okay, sorry. Forgot we had a cough button there.
That was him last week.
Was it really?
Can you believe that?
Yeah. You need some tea.
I think there's a longer version.
That was the
of
day
it
Mike was in fact.
Oh, yeah. He was ragging on you last night saying something about your cough.
I know.
Yeah.
He's so mean.
I'm Mike
to me.
Ducey, Fox 4 Sports.
Speaking of Mike and your love life.
Yes.
So what is Mike like? Would you describe his relationship as... your relationship with him as, is he more of a grandfatherly type or is he more of a great grandfatherly type? Is he protective of you?
Yes, he's protective of me, but Mike respects me to the utmost degree, first of all. So mm-hmm. let's just say that. I would say he's more like an older brother type, you know, like we vent to each other like we're best friends, you know, so we trade off. I won't get into the details of what we vented about yesterday, but let's just put it this way. I had woken up just 15 minutes prior to him calling me and he's like, okay, it's my turn to vent.
Was it work related or was it personal
yes,
life related?
It was work related.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do that to him all the time. And sometimes I don't even give him any heads up. I immediately dial.
Just launch into it.
Yeah. And I just say, sorry to bother you, but I gotta get this off my chest right now. And he's very patient with me. And yes.
Did y'all ever not get along in the early days? Was it ever an odd fit or you didn't know how y'all were going to fit into each other's lives kind of thing? because he was doing that alone and then he gets a partner.
And he never asked for it.
Right. And he reminds you of it all the time.
He never asked for it, but if he had to have a co-host, he was glad it was me. No, but I will tell you, when I had to come in for the interview and do a mock, you know, sports cast with him, that was very intimidating for me.
Yeah,
that was. Because, you know, I'm just coming from Oklahoma City, little Oklahoma City, mm-hmm. you know, not realizing the magnitude of Ducey's presence, as you guys know. No, it was never awkward. I would say just getting, you know, you guys know how it is, getting the timing with each other right mm-hmm. when you can interject. But, no, there was never an awkward moment. He's always been ultra supportive of me and... Mike is a supporter of women. You know, he's a girl dad, so he gets it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't that his license plate on the back of his Miata? It says hashtag girl dad.
Yup.
Something like that. Yeah, so you got along from the very beginning.
From the very beginning, yes.
And when you first walked into the room with him that first time and the stench hits you and all that kind of thing, was that weird? Did you have to get used to the adult diaper business?
It was the building took me for a little bit of a surprise. It wasn't necessarily what I was
Yeah, because you've described it as kind of a old bomb shelter kind of feel.
You were in a more state-of-the-art building in Oklahoma City.
Funny, when I started there, no, and then they redid that.
Oh, really?
The station. So, yeah, it was, I like to say our station right now has more of a vintage feel like that.
It's very throwback.
Yeah, you guys have been there plenty of times, you know, so I like to describe it as vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I interned there. I don't know if I ever told you about that, but I was an intern at Channel 4 40 years ago, and the building is exactly the same as it was then.
Didn't you, like, sign the wall or something? What
is
that?
There was a wall, wasn't there?
There was an intern wall. I don't think it exists anymore, but, yeah, I think my picture used to be up there. Maybe I signed it.
Did either of you sign the hallway? You know how they have all the autographs?
That sounds familiar.
I'm sure you guys did at some point.
Yeah.
Are those still up?
They're still up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we probably did.
Yeah.
You know, Clarice and I have remained close.
Who doesn't love Clarice?
She's the best. She loves me.
She does.
She really does.
Whenever you come in, she's always high praise.
And I love her.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She's classy.
She was really nice to me 40 years ago when I was a lowly unpaid intern.
Is she the most powerful person there at Fox 4? Like, do you feel...
She has what we like to call, guys, an aura.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's mm-hmm. a big word with the kids these days is aura.
Yeah.
You know, I would say, you know, and Mike has his own aura as well.
Sure.
You know, he's silly with you guys, but... For those that don't know him, when he enters a room, I think
everyone clears out.
People part ways.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. They part and get the hell out of there. They're
afraid of the temper.
Yeah. But
it's just what she's seen throughout her years. I mean, it's just like most of the people that I work with, and that includes behind the scenes people, have been there 20 plus years.
That's amazing.
It really is when you think about it. Longevity.
Yeah. In the TV business,
yes,
that's
like,
amazing.
Most of the production people, like we have one guy, Tom. Love you, Tom. Something happened with my car, and I'm not a car person. He helped me with it, and now my car's in the shop. But he just celebrated his 40th anniversary.
Wow.
At Fox 4.
After he ruined your car?
Yeah.
Had to get taken to the shop after he got a hold of it?
The undercarriage of my car, whatever you call it, yeah. It kind of came undone, and he had to zip tie it.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about the
yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a car girl. I know nothing about them, and I don't care to, so.
Uh-huh. What kind of car you drive?
It's just it's a Honda.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I'm not. I just needed to get from point A to point B.
Yes.
I think that, have the days of the TV person driving the fancy, look how rich I am car, that seems to have gone away, hasn't it, Craig?
Doesn't Mike still drive a Rolls Royce?
No, he never did.
Mike might be getting a new whip. Teaser.
Really?
Oh, okay.
Possibly.
I'm teasing, but I'm not teasing.
You are right, though. Back in the day, we knew a couple of local anchors that drove exotic vehicles.
Yeah. Well, anchors, news anchors, used to be the celebrities of the town. You know, now, yeah. I don't think anyone cares about media anymore.
Yeah.
But back in the day, I mean, your local TV anchors were the most famous people in your town, and everyone... They were at all the right parties, and they had to drive fancy cars, and they were the royalty.
Yep.
They were the Taylor Swift and Kelsey Grammer of coupledoms. But anyway, so yes, so love life. Do you follow this couple at all? Do you even care about Taylor Swift and Kelsey?
So Mike is probably, Kelsey? If he's listening, he's laughing because you're bringing up Taylor Swift because he knows. I'm not a Taylor Swift hater, but I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
Mm-hmm.
So
she kind of bugs you.
I'm just like that.
Are you okay?
I'm
yeah.
just down the middle on her.
And Michael say, "Oh no, she's a hater." I'm just no. It's I prefer other music. That's all. That's just not my jam.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say, I think by and large, her fan base, some of the most annoying fans I have ever come across.
Oh yeah,
they're nuts.
They're just super annoying.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty intense.
They're very intense.
Yeah, if we say one wrong thing about her,
oh, they'll come after
incorrect
you.
Incorrect fact or something, we get bombarded.
Yeah, yeah. But I respect her. I mean, I think what she's done in the music industry is awesome. Her world tour. I get kind of tired of showing her all the time during the football. I'm sure she does too. Like, can't she just live? You know. Can't she just live her life and sit up in the suite and watch her man play
right
in peace?
I do wonder what kind of life she has. Wouldn't that be annoying to not do anything normal for your whole life because
totally.
You can't? I mean, I know there's a huge upside to it. Yes,
sure.
And she, you know, all that. We know the obvious upside, but what is the not so obvious downside to being like that?
I wonder how easy it is for her, people like her, to put on a ball cap, ponytail, sweats,
and
go out.
Well, you know, I think a lot of celebrities, they did not like the lives that the pandemic took, but they enjoyed the fact that it was the first time they could walk around with a mask on and no one thinks it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could be anonymous there for a while.
Yeah, I bet you now they'll spot it. It wouldn't matter how much in disguise she was. They'll point her out from a mile away.
Maybe.
Because she has a very distinctive look, too, you know?
Those horse teeth and all that kind of stuff?
No!
Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no! Her hairstyle.
That's what Craig just wrote me a note.
No, I did not. And she probably has paparazzi monitoring her 24/7.
Yes.
So. I sure do. That's right.
Oh, are you paparazzi?
Yes, I am.
Oh, nice to meet you, Papa.
Good to see you, Craig.
All right, Papa, we got to run.
All right, now. You take care.